Hello students, welcome you all to Ruhunu Gurugedara educational program. I am Samanthi Gamachige, in service advisor English in Akurasa educational zone. Today I am meeting you with an English lesson for grade 10. Our lesson today is based on competency level 7.4, writing instruction to describe a process. Let's begin the activity. Please keep your activity sheets at hand. Have you followed instructions? Where did you get these instructions? These days, we are given instruction on how to wash our hands correctly. When you buy a new phone or new computer, you get instruction in the manual on how to use it. These days in your school and everywhere you go, you get instruction on following health habits. Let's see how this instruction is given in English. Wash your hands thoroughly. Wear your mask properly. Don't touch your eyes or nose with your hand. Don't keep close with people in the queue. These are the instructions we hear these days. Take your activity sheet and read the similar instruction you get and you can give. Walk straight. Cut the mango. Write the address. Don't turn the light on. Don't use the same mask for a long time. You can see the instruction started with the verb walk, cut, and write. We call these verbs imperatives. You have to note they are used to give instructions. They are in base form of the verb without s, ed, ing or en. You can't say walking straight or cuts mango. You have to say walk straight and cut mango. There is another type of instruction. Don't use the same mask for long time. Don't turn the switch on. They are called negative imperatives. They start with the word don't before the verb. Look at the activity 1 of your activity sheet. It says, here are some instructions on saving electricity and saving water. Put them under the right column. There are 10 instructions. I will read them. You too can read it with me. Number 1. Close taps when not using them. Number 2. Use power saving bulbs. 3. Unplug electronics when not in use. 4. Collect rainwater. 5. Switch off unnecessary lights and electric appliances. 6. Fix leaking taps. 7. Be efficient when using refrigerators. 8. Don't waste water. 9. Keep light bulbs and fixtures clear of dust. 10. Plant trees when you cut down them. There is a chart below with two columns. First column says saving water. Second column says saving electricity. You have to write the instruction in the relevant column. Let's first see the column 1, saving water. These are the sentences. I will read only the sentence number. I read the first column, saving water. The sentence numbers are sentence 1, sentence number 4, sentence number 6, sentence number 8, sentence number 10. I repeat, number 1, number 4, number 6, number 8, number 10. Let's see column number 2, saving electricity. See the second column, and I will again read the sentence number. Column 2, saving electricity. These are the sentence numbers. Number 2, number 3, number 5, number 7, number 9. I repeat, number 2, number 3, number 5, number 7, number 9. You can see all the 10 sentences are instructions. What is the verb we use when giving instruction? Yes, it is called imperative. Now, underline the imperative verbs in the above chart. There are 10 sentences, so there are 10 imperatives. Underline the imperatives in the above chart. An example is shown for you. Be efficient when using refrigerators. So, the word be is underlined. Let's check what you have underlined in column 1, that is saving water. This is column 1, saving water. The words underlined are close, collect, fix, don't waste, plant. I repeat, the underlying words. Close, collect, fix, don't waste, plant. Let's look at column 2. Saving electricity. The underlined imperatives are use, unplug, switch off, be, keep. I repeat the words underlined: use, unplug, switch off, be, keep. Okay, children, let's move on to activity 2. This is the process of how a tree is planted. The words are not in order. Rearrange and write the correct sentence. An example is given for you. First one. Place, right place, select to plant. So we rearrange, select a right place to plant. Now check the other answers and read them with me. Number 2. Dig a hole. Dig a hole. Number 3. Loosen the roots and remove the plants from the nursery. Loosen the roots and remove the plants from the nursery. Number 4. Place the plant in the center of the hole. Place the plant in the center of the hole. Number 5. Put soil into the hole and mount them around the plant. Put soil into the hole and mount them around the plant. Last one. Pound until the tree is firmly set. Pound until the tree is firmly set. When we describe a process, we use the words first, next, then, after that, and finally. In the activity given, the next part of the question is, now write instructions on how to plant a tree. Start like this. We can start and write like this. First, select a right place to plant a tree. First, select a right place to plant a tree. Then, dig a hole. Then, dig a hole. Next, loosen the roots and remove the plants from the nursery. Next, loosen the roots and remove the plants from the nursery. Then, place the plant in the center of the hole. Then, place the plant in the center of the hole. After that, put soil into hole and mount them around the plant. After that, put soil into hole and mount them around the plant. Finally, pound until the tree is firmly set. Can you tell me the sequence words we used here? Yes. It's first, next, then, after that, and finally. First, next, then, after that, and finally. Can you tell me the sequence words we used here? Yes. It's first, next, then, after that, and finally. Now look at activity 3. Here is a process on how to fix a light bulb. The imperatives or verbs are missing. Fill the gaps using the correct verb. What are the missing imperatives? They are allow, remove, turn off, use, replace, switch on. Allow, remove, turn off, use, replace, switch on. Let's read the sentences, fill in the gaps. Can you read with me? First one. Switch on the power. What should come into the blank? Switch on. Blank the all bulb. So, we can fill the word remove. Remove the all bulb. Next one. Use a ladder or high chair. Use a ladder or high chair. Next one. Replace the new bulb. Replace the new bulb. Next one. Turn off the power connection. Turn off the power connection. Last one. Allow the bulb to cool. Allow the bulb to cool. See whether you fill it correctly. Good. Now, rearrange the sentences in the correct order and write the process on how to fix a bulb. Did you try the activity? Okay, let's see the answers. First, switch off the power connection. Then, allow the bulb to cool. Next, use a ladder or high chair. Then, remove the all bulb. After that, replace the all bulb. Finally, switch on the power. Now look at activity 4. Shall we read it? You are the president of the health committee in your school. you are going to instruct the new students of grade 6 about the health habits they should follow during this period. Use the words and prepare your set of instruction. The verbs or imperatives given here are keep, wash, be, take, and wear. You have to write a set of instruction for grade 6 children. An example is given. Wash your hands thoroughly at the gate. Wash your hands thoroughly at the gate. I think now you are able to write instruction, and it is your homework. You can get the help of your teachers to correct your work. Now we have come to the end of the lesson.